It's probably not a big secret that most of this show is pre-recorded. The main reason is because it sounds better. Sound effects and news clips fit together perfectly because we work hard on it. And the other reason is because it's hard to sound alert on Sunday mornings. Regular listeners know that most, if not all, other shows on CKLN are broadcast live. It's more urgent and hosts can respond to breaking news, but usually it just leaves more time for errors. As I have done in the past, I learned to pre-record from experience. What the f*** is going on here? Why isn't the f***ing phone working? Here at CKLN, all of our show's hosts are volunteers. Often only two people, or sometimes just one lonely DJ, hosts the show and works the soundboard simultaneously. Major commercial stations like CBC Radio have bigger staffs and are paid to be perfectionists. Even then, things go wrong. At Pop Journalism, I am the sole production person. I use my own equipment and audio editors to put the show together. Take this segment for example. The Media Odd Couple of the Week has to be The National's Peter Mansbridge interviewing U2's Bono.
He's known simply as Bono, short in name, long in reputation.
You remember that clip, right? It was in the last Week in Review edition. That 52-second news clip took over 2 hours to make. First, I grabbed audio from The National, which I taped the night before. Then I took that audio, edited out the unimportant parts, or the parts I wasn't going to use. Once I did that, I wrote out a script. Then I recorded my vocals and mixed it with the clips. Voila, 52 seconds of media analysis fun. But it takes a lot of time, and that's just one little clip. Imagine longer interviews like the one I did last week with Catherine Dunphy.
We're joined right now with Catherine Dunphy, author of Morgan Taller, A Difficult Hero, which was nominated for a Governor General Award, and who's also a reporter with the Toronto Star.
Sounds good, right? Well, it wasn't always so slick. You probably have noticed the difference between audio when people call into radio shows and when they're in the studio. There's a big difference. It's because phone audio quality is horrible. I use a filter on my phone to remove hiss for interviews. And I still have to use all kinds of audio software to fix it up. Radio ain't pretty, folks. It's a lot of tedious work sitting by the computer. But that's just the technical stuff. There's a lot of things I edit out for style reasons. Let's go back to my interview with Catherine Dunphy last week.
When did you start as a journalist?
Oh my God, I knew you were going to ask that. I'm trying to think now.
It sounds fine, but I did a little bit of editing.
So, when did you start as a journalist?
Oh my God, I knew you were going to ask that. I'm trying to think.
1994?
Yeah, sure.
Kathy was nice about it, but those are the kind of moments you're thankful you're not live on the air, and you can edit it out without anyone knowing about it.